Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know how many people feel. You come over after a weekend, you get the end of the week, and you're, especially after getting cheated like we did in the midterms, and you think, man, it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. I'm going to tell you this. Stay vigilant and stay in the game. Stay in the game. The Democrats, you can't continue down the path the Democrats are going and think you're going to end up with success. And it's not going to happen in America. I saw a Cuban-American guy. He works for UPS, and he got his first check. And they filmed it. I don't know if somebody from the family did, but he showed him getting his check. And he opened it up. He was all excited. It was his very first paycheck as a citizen. And he's looking at it. And he can't believe the money that he's made. And somebody says, well, what about the taxes? He goes, it was less than they took out in Cuba. So we got to change that attitude. But he was so happy to be working and to be from underneath oppression. And let me tell you, there's a part of America that part doesn't die. No matter how much they try to kill it, people outgrow it. The problem is, are more people dying that have it than get it and then finally understand it. And how long can it last? How long can we let this game go on before game over? But I say to you, stay vigilant and stay in the game, because rock bottom is coming for the Democrats. Democrats are going to get the message. See, rock bottom really for them was when Barack Obama had to leave office and Trump got elected. That was rock bottom, because that was as good as it could get for them. So what they did is they manufactured good. They want you to believe that Joe Biden not only got more votes than 2008 Obama, but he presided over the best midterms for a president in modern history. This is with his track record. The Democrats would support a brain-dead moron who might push the nuclear button. Even Pelosi came out and said, I want Joe Biden to run in 2024. How old will this clown be? How bad would his dementia be? Yes, he wants him to run in 2024. You want to know why? Because he's the same dude. He's as much a vegetable as you walking through, pick one of the manufacturers, Green Giant, going through their farm. He's as much a vegetable as they are, or as the crops. So, yes, please let Joe Biden run again. Rock bottom, folks. The elite of the Democratic Party are leading this entire country to rock bottom as fast as they can. The best thing you could do if you really wanted to kind of understand it is take it out. Don't think about it in today's terms. Go out to the limit and say, what could possibly happen with criminals running the streets, not getting arrested, with taxes through the roof, with just unchecked government? Where's it going? Because, see, many of the people, like that guy that was kissing his paycheck, his first paycheck, and thanking himself for being out of Castro's government, you know what? He knows where we're headed. So when's this electorate going to finally say enough is enough? I don't know how many votes these people legitimately get. The game is fixed. I'm telling you. I think people are meeting in rooms and they say, this person wins, we will control the House, you will control the Senate, here's how this is going to work. We are now at that level of sophistication. We're going to talk about crypto, because there are people manipulating every market. You want to play it fair. It's like in that movie Limitless, where the guy goes, he was super brilliant. He goes, but even in analyzing all the trends and all that, I can get upticks, but I can't win the game. I can't get to the super wealth. studying, and even with having taken this pill that expanded his brain so he could make, I think he made $2 million in 10 days, beginning with $800. And he became the talk of Wall Street. And he went in, when he was talking about getting money and how he wanted to apply his new, you know, brain power, he says, no matter how hard I study, no matter how much I do with the market, I might get 8-10%. I think maybe he said 12% gain, which would be okay for most people. If you could take $800 and make $2 million in 10 days, you'd be okay with it. But you know who they put him in with? They put him in with a big, you know, a guy played by Robert De Niro, appropriately. And this guy plays in the billions of dollars. He makes moves that change the course of countries. And when he's on the ride back to his apartment with De Niro's character, he says to him, he says, when he's analyzing this particular event, he says, oh, wow, this is big. He goes, well, how are you going to get Atwood to play? He goes, oh, my gosh, you guys are trying to corner the energy market. But Libya's not going to play along. He's talking about the manipulation of entire countries at the level we're talking about. You think Hollywood just comes up with this stuff? We're being manipulated at a level that is unprecedented. See, most of the electorate, they've turned. And as I say, if you don't believe Democrats cheated at this point, you've been gaslighted. You've been fooled. You're buying you're drinking the Kool-Aid. You're buying the narratives. How many more election cycles do you think we can take? How many more can we get fooled in before it doesn't matter? Again, folks, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There is good news, though, people. Conservatives endure. Conservatism can withstand anything, and I promise you, people, there are so many of us out there fighting hard for America, the real America, as many others start to check out. You remember 2012? After the devastation we put on the Democrats in 2010, probably one of the worst midterms in the history of this country. The Democrats got decimated. We were more hopeful to make a change in 2012, and it didn't happen. That was when the cheating started. Well, it had already started, but in terms of real manipulation. So after 2012, millions of Americans checked out, and some of you are considering this now, but don't check out. That's what the left wants. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't check out. That's what I've been saying to you. I'm going to say it to you until the next election cycle. Let me tell you something. The next 2 years is going to define the... I mean, look, every election does something. I don't want... You know, and they're all important. This one was super important. And we got our piece out of it. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how the left tries to demoralize you. You got to remember, you won. You absolutely won. It's like in 2012 when they thought, okay, they're going to shoehorn in Barack Obama again. Many of us wanted Romney. I was one of them. We got Obama. It was a devastating loss to us, but in effect, it was a win because Romney is part of the problem. Can you imagine Romney and Paul Ryan? In 2008, we knew Obama was wholly unqualified. Would you have wanted John McCain? Of course not. 2016, we finally got what we wanted. And you know what it did? It sent these knucklehead leftists into panic mode. And now they've gone full nuclear. You know what happens when you jump the gun, when you're a bomb maker and you're trying to rush that bomb into someplace, it blows up in your hands. And I'm telling you, at some point, this blows up in their hands. Whether it's Hunter Biden, the big guy, or some of these other scandals that these clowns do are pulling on us, it's going to blow up. There are too many people who care about this country. So when they try to demoralize you, double down. That's what bothers them. When they're pressed is when they make mistakes. Let me say this about the people that I know we have one market in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to say this. Pennsylvanians are not stupid enough to vote for Fetterman. I believe that with all my heart. I mean, I know there are stupid ones that would vote for him because there are Democrats everywhere. But the overwhelming number of Democrats who vote for who vote would not elect Fetterman. I know this. They have Biden's performance to look at, and they vote Democrat? We know this isn't true. Now in Arizona, the woman whose Democrats want to cheat into the government's mansion is over the vote count. That's insanity. Katie Hobbs is running for governor. She's over the vote count, and we're supposed to believe it's all fair. It's on the up and up. It gets worse in Pennsylvania. Let me just say that this is it's actually too funny to talk about, but you should know about it. A Pennsylvania state rep who died last month was reelected during the midterm elections. He died. Democrat Anthony Tony DeLuca died on October the 9th after a brief battle with lymphoma, a disease he beat twice previously. 85 years old. DeLuca was Pennsylvania's longest-serving state rep. This came from a story in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So, not only did Pennsylvania elect, finger quotes, a dude who suffered a stroke, Sling Blade's big brother, a little brother, not only did they elect him, supposedly, they elect a dead man. While we're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca, we are proud to see the voters continue to show their confidence in him. Wow. I gotta stop there. Okay. One guy is suffered, massive brain damage of some sort. And people can argue with me, Kevin, people come back from a stroke all the time and they do that. Yeah. My little sister had a stroke years ago. She was 20 years old. Just pressure of life, college, marriage, first little baby, blah, blah, blah. Had a little, what they call a mini stroke, M-I-N-I, mini stroke. And she's fine. Hasn't had any issues since. But it's pretty rare, and I'm sure it had something to do with her youth. My grandmother had a stroke when she was 80, 81 actually, and couldn't move her left hand. It was like a claw, and had some brain fog. And I'll tell you this, she never snapped back because of her age. Fetterman's in what, his 50s? He had a stroke. And as I said the other day, I don't know what a stroke does to your brain. I can watch Fetterman and I know this. His brain is not operating the same. So if I look at what's happening to him physically, I can certainly equate that he's got some problems mentally. In other words, if his body doesn't move right and act right, his brain's probably doing the same thing. And they elect this guy. But then again, let's not forget, Tony DeLuca was elected, and they say they continue, the voters continue to show confidence in him and his commitment to Democratic values. I almost lost it. Yeah, I spit a little coffee out. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, his commitment to Democratic values. Vote for him even if he's dead. Vote. In fact, let's not be surprised if DeLuca voted for himself. Their commitment, they write, was they were so committed to the Democrats, they elected him, because, somebody else will run, and they posthumously believed in him, in his values. Dead or alive, he's our guy. Whew. I mean, look, I don't know whether you would have elected another Democrat. I don't know the rules. But here's what I would tell you. I'm not voting for a dead man. Not even symbolically. If it was Reagan, Kevin Reagan's going to run. He died. Oh, so who are we getting? See, I prefer to have people who are completely functional, who can actually speak and represent me, who can put thoughts together. And let me tell you, I don't know what created this Fetterman. Let me tell you, Fetterman's life probably created his stroke. Because he was too young to have a stroke, just like my little sis. So his life created his stroke. And are those pressures gone? Forget about what the new pressures. This guy went from lieutenant governor to now to the Senate. It's unbelievable. So what I say to people is the more things change, the more they stay the same. Look at what you woke up to over the weekend. And I'll ask you this. Were there any changes? What about your day-to-day life? Any changes? I mean, when you put in the news, is anything going to surprise you? Inflation's still up? People still soaking us on welfare? Joe Biden giving billions to the Ukrainians to keep his secrets? Joe Biden with an embarrassing meeting with the Chinese prime minister? Crime in your neighborhood? Crime in some city near you? Crime in a city where your kid goes to school or whatever? Gas prices still high? Inflation way up? Rent's still high? Winter's here? How many people are the Democrats going to kill with Biden's energy policy? We'll be back.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is condemning Russian missile strikes that hit residential buildings in Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv and other cities. In a statement, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the United States and its allies will continue to provide Ukraine with what it needs to defend itself. Dozens of individuals are speaking at Daryl Brooks' sentencing on Tuesday after he was convicted of driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year. Speaking at the sentencing hearing is Bill Mitchell, a victim of the attack.
I turned around and saw a headlight, and then I was hit. I didn't see the driver, and I didn't see the type of vehicle.
I flew over the hood and ended up on the ground with 8 broken ribs, bruised lung, fractured hand, finger, and my face was slashed open in several places, requiring stitches.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I asked in the previous segment, what's changed for the Democrats? What's changed for you? Democrats put a lot of energy into cheating. And what did they cheat for? Inflation? Still going to be way up. There's nothing they can do to impact it. They have a buffoon, they have a clown, a moron running things. And at the higher level, let me tell you what the elites are doing. Protecting themselves from anything that happens. Financially, they are going to get over, which means they're going to squeeze the middle class. And that means they're going to create a lot more people and throw them into poverty. People are already struggling. Gas prices through the roof still. Rents still high. Biden's energy policy is the most reckless on record, and he's still pushing for green energy. So you put all this effort into cheat, and okay, you win the game. You cheated. You had the referees throwing the game for you. You had anything that could possibly happen. The guys doing instant replay were, nope, we didn't see it. Missing obvious calls, they don't care. To get what? You got an 80-year-old demented fool who is your Pied Piper. So much so that Nancy Pelosi says she wants him to run again. What do you think is going to happen to him over the next 2 years? I've already told you, Joe Biden's not going to be their candidate. So who is it? Then I saw a story that says, oh, they're teeing up Gavin Newsom. Okay. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter who they put in because the outcome is already predetermined. So don't worry about who the candidate is. We better be making sure that they cannot cheat the next person in because they don't have anybody that's viable. They don't. And they're going to need them because as this next 2 years unfolds and the Biden policies continue to vet themselves out, what do you think is going to happen? You think spending's going to get in check? You think the deficit's going to shrink? You think I'm going to go to the Bible here, the wars and rumors of wars are not going to continue? Who knows what this man gets us into? What happens is that squeeze of the middle class continues. And then there's the domestic issues. I mentioned crime earlier. I dare you to visit crime post-weekend, any day of the week. Just pull up the local news and see a number of people who've been killed. The only thing that's going to save the Democrats from the crime stats, you want to know what it is? Winter. Too cold to get out. People won't be mingling. So the big cities, it'll drop. It won't drop to zero, but it'll drop. But then there's still going to be stuff going on like this.
This morning, a lockdown at the University of Virginia and desperate manhunt for the shooter. Authorities say open fire Sunday night, killing three people and injuring two others. College officials issuing a shelter-in-place order following the deadly shooting, reported late Sunday at a parking garage on the main campus in Charlottesville. The UVA Police Department tweeting this photo, saying that it is searching for Christopher Darnell Jones in connection with the shooting, advising the public to call 911 if they see him and not to approach him. The university president writing to the community, one of our students, Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr., is suspected to have committed the shooting. He was last seen wearing a burgundy jacket, blue jeans, and red shoes, and he may be driving a black SUV. The same photo appears on a 2018 football roster shared on the official website for the Virginia Cavaliers. The profile says Jones did not appear in any games that year. This is not the first time that gun violence has rocked a college campus in Virginia this year. In February, two campus police officers at Bridgewater College were fatally shot near a classroom building. A former student was charged in connection with their deaths. Back in Charlottesville, the UVA president says the college community is completely shattered, writing, "I am devastated that this violence has visited the University of Virginia."
Yep, another college shooting. They happen more than you believe. And by the way, the crime on these colleges, you don't hear about. You hear about the crime in the cities, right? You hear about what's going on in Detroit or Cleveland or Chicago or St. Louis or whatever. And I've been a part of it. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But here's what you don't hear. You don't hear about the trouble at the University of Chicago on campus. Do you know the University of Chicago is one of the largest police forces in the country? Their police department? Go look at any of these major universities, University of Michigan. Look at how many law enforcement people they have on campus. They just talked about on this one that at one of their campuses, the Bridgewater campuses, a student killed two cops on campus. So let's analyze this shooting, because this just happened over the weekend, right? They issue a shelter in place, a lockdown. I want you to imagine the world that the Democrats are building, where criminals have guns, demented criminals. We'll get to that in just a bit as to what led to this level of dementia or crazy that happened in this shooting. So Christopher Darnell Jones, a University of Virginia football player, a running back, goes on a rampage. I don't know where he got the weapon. I know what it was. Probably the guns knocked on his door and said, "Hey, Christopher, man, what you doing, man? What you got going today?" Anyway, a student at the University of Virginia, a football player, a brother, do I have to tell you he's black? Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. So, he's the one who did this shooting where three people were killed, two were wounded. They're still looking for him. I'm actually very surprised they gave us this guy's name. Because normally, they want to keep a brother out of the news. But in this case, they couldn't. But let me tell you what the left is already planning. The blame game's begun. It's conservatives. By the way, this was in Charlottesville, Virginia, where Trump was stoking all that racism, you know, when he made the comment there are good people on both sides, but he doesn't support the neo-Nazis or whatever. The part they didn't let him finish, that they wouldn't tell you the rest of it. Well, it was in that same little town in Charlottesville. You're hearing a lot about Charlottesville, aren't you? Little town, what is it? Remind me? Oh, that's right. It's a college town. So it's got a cancer in it. And that cancer is the University of Virginia. And I'm not trying to cast any shade, throw shade on anybody that went to the University of Virginia. You probably got a good degree, etc. But when you look at what it now represents, it is a cancer in Charlottesville. Well, let's go back to Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. What is he a product of? Well, if he's black, he's a product of growing up black. And growing up black in America means you already have the thing on your back, the weight of Democrats, the weight of leftism. It's ingrained in you. I don't know whether this kid was a silver spoon kid. I doubt it. Because if he wasn't, I promise you, he's got the weight of Democrat on his back. So if you're going to look at this shooter, black kid, going to the University of Virginia, probably on a scholarship, who knows what set him off. Something leftism, though. Something leftism that had to do with him not getting what he needed, and he couldn't figure out how to respond because he's not been trained in how to deal with his emotions, because Democrats are emotional creatures, people. Not logical. He could have worked his way out of any. Oh, some dude hit on his girlfriend, or he didn't make the football team, or he didn't get the grades, or whatever. There's a lot of excuses for him. He ain't got no daddy. You know he ain't got no daddy, right? Isn't that the normal thing? He ain't got no daddy. They can't tell you he's a good kid on his way to college because he's in college. Isn't college supposed to give him everything he needs so he can cope? So this kid, Christopher Darnell Jones, recruited by the University of Virginia, supposed to get him in there and mold his mind and make him into a better human being. And let me tell you what these kids do. They go on campus, and if you think they cover for him with the attorneys generals and the city attorneys, the district attorneys, if you think they cover for him out there, what do you think they do for him in the schools? These guys commit violent crimes in schools. Go look, before you send your kid to college, particularly your daughter, go to the police department at that college and say, I'd like to know the statistics of rape, armed robbery, etc. in this college. And it will blow your mind. These are people, they come to school with leftist principles. They are taught how to be victims. And when they can't cope, when they lose their ability to cope, they go on mass shooting sprees, which is what he did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People, it could get worse. Don't forget, it's not like the Republican proposals on the economy were inspiring. You had some that jumped out and you didn't like it, jumped out talking about Social Security reform and Medicare. So if you were in economic pain and you heard the Republicans feel your pain, but they're going to add to it, that also doesn't help. So you have a lot of things going on. But this a particular meltdown that I'm seeing, I do think it's extraordinary. It's not just people like yourself who are super, you know, well known and stuff like that talking about that. That was shocking. But there are grassroots conservatives, just regular, ordinary folks I went to high school with,
yes,
folks I went to college with in rural West Tennessee, who are reaching out to me saying, we are done with Trump. MAGA is done. We believe in some of these causes. We do not believe. And one of my friends said, the megaphone is killing us. Talking about Trump. So there is something happening out there. Is it, will it last? I don't know.
Question.
But there is something serious happening out there. The grassroots level, the base level.
That was Van Jones. He says, MAGA is dead. Well, let me tell you this. You may get rid of Trump. You ain't getting rid of MAGA. You're not getting rid of America First. You're not getting rid of that spirit that ticks in all of us, that resides in our DNA. See, we haven't been mRNA'd by Moderna or Pfizer. By the way, I'll get to those guys a little bit later, because there's a battle between the two giants. Godzilla versus, King Kong? Interesting saga playing out in the COVID world, the fake world, where we gave away trillions of dollars. It feels like a virtual reality, but it is a real reality. We gave away trillions of dollars, and we continue to throw away billions of it. They keep making this stuff. Gotta be ready. Gotta be ready for that scamdemic. Think about the pharmaceutical companies. They have stuff sitting at the ready for these outbreaks that don't occur. And you know what happens? All that medicine just gets thrown away. And they make another batch, just in case. I know what you're saying, Kevin, we got to be prepared, man. It's our insurance policy. Yeah, but you know what most people do when they don't have the government? They really look at, what do we need to keep in spare? Let's look at the trends and see what's happening so we can be as prepared as possible. But let's also be good stewards of our money. See, the government doesn't have to do that. They just go print more. They just go get more from you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. MAGA is dead. Why? Because Democrats are going to keep stealing elections. That's just what it is. So what's next for the Democrats? They're going to keep stealing elections, and the world is not going to get any better. See, that's the bad part about their strategy is it doesn't play out well. Now, you could, as I said, project it forward as far as you want. Now, let's play the game. Come on, you want to play it? All right, let's do this. Do you believe Biden will get any better, physically or mentally? Yeah, I'm just asking. So, if that's their champion, aren't they stuck? Because, see, I predict Biden is aging in dog years. He's not going to get any better. He can't speak. You put him in front of a camera for 30 minutes, I promise you, you'll get at least two gaffes. I'm not talking little ones either. Things that could change the course of the world. Joe Biden says, you know, I don't care, Putin, I mean, he's going to go into Ukraine and he'll get what he wants. I mean, you know, I mean, well, I can understand why he'd do that. He makes a comment like that. It's flippant. You know what Putin does? He goes and does it. What's the fallout? On top of the existing inflation, Putin now controls a big part of the world's food supply. He's in cahoots with China, who controls the fertilizer, who's also, again, working against us. It isn't like the world is truly a United Nations and we're working together. They're working against us. I don't care. Look, if China wants to be number one in on the track and number one in biological research or whatever, great. But isn't it all supposed to be to make the world better? Aren't we competing for a better world? The answer is no. Joe Biden has us competing in a way that we cannot win. There is no good thing that comes out of this. We subsidize the Chinese economy. $375 billion a year. We subsidize the world economy with roughly almost $800 billion a year. These numbers are too big, too untenable for 330 million people, of which only about 80 to 90 million are working at any time. I mean, that's not enough to sustain that kind of growth, that kind of number. So keep projecting forward, folks. After Biden's stellar performance in the midterms, the Democrats are stuck with him. How can you get rid of a guy that had that kind of performance? Those pesky polls, folks, and that pesky reality are going to force a come-to-Jesus meeting with the Democrats. How do you rationalize how he did so great, but he's not doing so great on the other side? You think in the next series of polls, suddenly people are going to, oh, that Joe Biden, my goodness. Yeah, they're going to give you some to make it appear that way initially, but the reality is, what's happening? Biden will worsen. His family will be forced to be limiting him more and more. Jill Biden and Hunter, wherever he is, are going to have to finally cry uncle. What about Harris? You think they want her? She's next in line. Do you think Nancy's no longer the Speaker of the House, but do you think that she's just going to sit down and let Harris? Well, she may now. She may have to, because Kevin. Well, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy will win the Speaker of the House, but whoever is Speaker of the House is next in line if something were to happen to Harris. But what I can tell you is this. Joe Biden will worsen. The problems associated with his policies will worsen. This isn't me wishing it. This is me telling you there is no upside when you go off of the grid and you want to go to clean energy. If you think our energy problems are going to get better, you're out of your mind. If you think our inflation problems are going to get better when you're talking about all the things these people are putting in to make getting goods and services to you more expensive, it's a pipe dream. Not going to happen. What about unity? You think the nation is more unified right now? I feel like Petchy and my cousin Vinny. You were serious about that? And the judge says, you need to wear a suit. Next time you come to my courtroom, you're going to wear a suit. You were serious about that? You think we're more unified under Joe Biden? I will tell you, I haven't despised the Democrats more in my entire life than I do right now. I don't hate them, but I despise them. See, because they're cheats. They are never going to play fair with us. And it bugs me that there is a faction of Republicans, and I know what their agenda is. The agenda of these Republicans is they got knocked out of power. They're mad about it. Now, I don't know how I would take it. I think many of us have probably been somewhere and somebody with less seniority got something over you. And, you know, could it have been nepotism? Could it have been that they were just better than you? Could have been either one. Could it have been that you just didn't put up enough of a fight? I can look back on some of mine and go, yep, you know what? I didn't fight hard enough for it. I just said, you know what? It's cosmic. Let it happen. But I could have fought. Probably could have won a few of those battles, but I didn't. Who's to blame? So we've all seen how people can get ahead and do this. But the Democrats, let me tell you, they're Machiavellian about it. These people plot. They want to, you know, really inflict pain on you. And they do it maliciously, not because, as a fighter, I can tell you this, and I've seen it many times, where a guy's, he's like, okay, you've been talking so much smack, and we finally get in the ring, I'm just going to keep you on your feet. I'm going to do enough to hurt you, not enough to debilitate you, because you've been running your mouth. I'm going to keep you in the fight. Floyd Mayweather just had a fight over the weekend. He fought some YouTuber out of Britain. And I didn't see the fight, but I read the description, and Floyd Mayweather just pretty much said, I'm going to show you what a professional fighter is and what a YouTuber is. And he just, he would fight with one arm, I was told. I read. Just hit him with the lefts, then he just hit him with the rights, and then, you know, every now and then the guy would connect, and Floyd would go, oh, okay, you ready? And he hit him with both. And in the sixth round, what did he do? Knocked him out. Keep training, folks. You're ready for this. You're ready for this battle. You're ready to knock some people out.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.